hops, the cone-shaped flowers that give beer its bitterness and zest, were once a major crop in the Ohio Valley region, but prohibition and plant disease put an end to that. U.S. hops production is booming these days, but nearly all of it happens in western states. Now, farmers and brewers across our region think the craft beer industry might bring hops farming back. Nicole Irwin reports on what it would take for hops to live up to those hopes.
On a hill behind Wes Cole's homestead in Hickory, Kentucky, sits a tenth of an acre plot of Mount Hood, a U.S. hop variety that's tolerant to downy mildew.
Yeah, this spot is windy as it could be. If you don't believe me, try folding up a tarp out here. It'll make you lose your religion.
That's important because hops, a once common plant here in the 1800s, fell to natural threats in the environment.
Disease is the main culprit, and it's all fungus-borne, and it's inoculated with moisture and humid conditions. So on this windy knob, I was hoping that wind would alleviate some of the fungus spores.
The dry, cool climate of the Pacific Northwest has made that region the hops capital. But local breweries want local flavor, and Cole wants the business.
Tobacco's what got me into this because of the bad flavor it put in my mouth. I've grown a crop for another man all my life and made another man a gazillionaire, and I'm living like a pauper. I got into this because there ain't no middleman. I'm making the money.
Cole says three breweries want to buy his hops. According to Hop Growers of America, a nonprofit on the West Coast, contracts are the best way to secure success in a saturated market. State hop alliances in the Ohio Valley region say the hop market is wide open here, but futures contracts reduce the risk that come with the costly startup infrastructure and potential hop market volatility.
We tell new growers to stick with the C's. There's three main varieties that start with C: Cascade, Chinook, and Centennial.
That's Kentucky Hop Growers Alliance spokesperson Scott Eidson.
Hops are very labor intensive and cost prohibitive. So there is a lot of money to be made, but that money is maybe 5-10 years down the road.
Eidson says the largest farm in Kentucky is 5 acres. While that may seem small, the investment cost is huge. So groups like the Kentucky Hop Alliance and West Virginia State University are using grants to purchase equipment. These co-op equipment shares are in spirit with the craft beer appeal, a sort of locavore renaissance. At the second annual Pabuka Beer Fest in Paducah, Kentucky, craft breweries from the region are showcasing their latest tap specials. Lexington-based West 6 Brewing co-owner Joe Kuzman was there.
And it's part of our story, right? As a local brewery, we're asking people to support their local brewery. If we're not supporting our local farmer, then that story we're trying to tell just isn't real.
Kuzman says craft beer is an evolution of the local food movement. People want to know where their beer ingredients come from, just like their food.
And really having their purchases go back to supporting their local community. It's still very old school in that respect, where it's a relationship business.
Craft beer palates change about as often as the season. And with significant hop varieties to choose from, that can create a volatile market for farmers who are working with plants that can take up to 2 years to establish themselves.
A certain variety comes very popular this year. Something new comes out next year, and that old variety just isn't as popular anymore.
Aromatic citrusy hops are in high demand now. Who knows about tomorrow? That's why proprietary varieties like Michigan's Warrior Hops do so well. The variety is owned by the State Alliance, so it can control the supply. That's where the Kentucky Hop Growers Alliance sees stability in creating its own variety, like a Kentucky Gold or Bluegrass proprietary hop. Whatever happens with the hop industry, the process has got to be better than tobacco, says Wes Cole.
It's hard to fight and skin cancer and copperheads for a crop that another man's going to make a fortune off of. It's like a liberation project.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Hickory, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition and is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU. And you can find this story from the Ohio Valley Resource, as well as others, stories from Kentucky Public Radio and the WEKU Newsroom, when you visit the website at weku.fm.